Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, June 10th, 2019, 6 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart, Rick Caudell.
Here.
Randy Hayes, Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you to the June 10th, 2019 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, follows any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins. If you wish to speak for or against an application, please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley in the front of the room, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated. The person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard. And Dave Stewart is now here. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
All right. The next item on the agenda is approval, review, and action of the May 2019 minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve with a correction on 19-17. Scratch out MoDOT, and that would be Taney County.
Okay, we do have a motion on the floor with a correction.
I will second that motion.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the minutes are approved. We will move forward to public hearing and final vote. And the first item on the agenda is Meyer Land Development, proposed amendment to the master plan for Whisper Cove. Good evening.
Good evening. So anytime I do this, I get a little nervous when I stand up in front of folks like you. So forgive me for that.
Gail, let's first.
The Planning Commission left him in the last public hearing meeting to come back with you with some proposals, and I think that's what he's doing tonight.
Okay, good. Just want to be sure Scott was square.
Yep, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, so let me clarify that. What we promised you is the discussion last time was mostly related to a road, Blue Lake, east of the power line. We promised you that we would come back with a proposal. So thank you for your efforts, and, you know, I'm very appreciative of the process. I want to thank the commissioners for your time and your input. Chris and I have also appreciated the input from the residents at Whisper Cove. And I want to thank Scott and his staff. You know, they spent quite a bit of time on research and education and administration on our behalf, and really they've been very helpful through this process. So you should have a letter which includes a historical perspective, a master plan, and then the request. And I'm happy to go through that information in as much detail as you would like. The particular issue, I guess, could be easily overthought, and what I'm going to encourage us is to not overthink it. So in 2006, we made the right presentation, and the Planning Commission went through the right process and made the right approval. However, at that point in time, the paper trail didn't have to be like it is today. That changed in 2009. And it's that simple. So we need to let that soak in for a moment because it's that simple. And if that paper trail was detailed, we wouldn't be here. So there was good people in the process, and it was appropriate at the time. Our intent has not changed. Three times during since then, county officials have acknowledged our abilities, and the county's gone through some recent changes, 2009 changes, that warrant the clarification. So this land in particular is unique in its ability to take advantage of a resort atmosphere of the lake, and some folks like the freedom to use their land in differing ways. We don't necessarily like that we have to be here again to go through this process, but it's right to work with the county, and it's also right to communicate and work with our neighbors. The good news is that through the discussions with our neighbors, we've gained some valuable insight that has resulted in some conditional requests. And we know that the Division 3 permits generally do not address subdivision design, and we also know that they are generally not site-specific. However, what we are suggesting is that you consider adding four conditions to the Division 3 nightly rental request, and we believe that they help the neighbors, that they compromise within the context of the Division 3, and they show compassion for their concerns and wishes. That's the right thing to do. And you will see that all of these requests address Blue Lake Trail east of the main power line or power transmission line, and that is the street that's right below the domiciles on Splendor View. That was the focus of the discussion in the last meeting, and we promised you that we would address that area. So here's what we're proposing, the four that we're proposing. First of all, we're suggesting that you allow the restriction of 15 on the number of maximum nightly rentals in that area. Economically, that's a huge concession. It also reduces traffic, activity, et cetera. And I'd emphasize that that's a maximum in this area if it also includes, if this area includes nightly rentals. The current drawing shows 29 residences. Second, if there are seven residential buildings in that area, then there would be a second gate added on Blue Lake Trail. That's the consensus of the residents' input. That was always our vision. And they would like a second gate. Third, Chris and I believe that it's really good for the residents on Splendor View to have a height restriction that runs with the land on Blue Lake Trail east of the power transmission line to protect their view. So we're suggesting that restriction is 29 feet above top of curb. So that would be the same height as a single-story residence with a 9-foot plate, 9-foot ceiling plate, 40-foot wide, which is similar to their residences today, and a 12-12 pitch roof. So it doesn't get any better than that. And so that's reasonable. That would protect their view. It fits into the current discussions and obligations, and it would be a huge benefit to the residents of Splendor View in the future. And finally, there would be no timeshare ownership allowed on Blue Lake Trail east of the power line. We received some input that this would be a desirable restriction from the residents. So let me take the opportunity to stop there and see what questions you might have. And I do understand that some of you were not here at the when we presented this the first time, so I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
I don't think we have any. We probably will after speaking to the community. So that might be the next step.
Yeah, so let's give them the opportunity.
Okay,
so,
sounds good.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you guys have a designed order of who's going to go first?
Good evening, commissioners. On April 8th, you heard our pleas to preserve our gated residential community that we purchased. And so to make our comments as simple and concise as possible, I'm going to read a statement from the residents of Splendor View, and then I believe we have one other speaker for sure. And okay. Is this low enough?
You can pull it down a little bit.
Pull it down a little bit.
Can we get your name?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Record,
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Sharon Nance, 155 Splendor View Drive, and my husband, Alan, and I reside there. And this is our permanent residence. We own no other homes. We passed out a packet prior to the meeting, and the first page of that packet is the letter that I'm going to read, if you want to follow along. So, first of all, thank you again for hearing our comments and our concerns regarding allowing nightly rental in all of the Whisper Cove development, and particularly the eastern portion. And I think you all are familiar with the power lines go down one side of the development, so we refer to the east side and the west side. So, as we stated when we came before you on April 8th, our purpose is not to hinder the progress of the Whisper Cove development by the Meyer Land Development Company. We feel that we have a good working relationship with the Meyer family. Our purpose tonight is to preserve what we purchased, a townhome in a gated residential neighborhood. We acknowledge that multifamily lodging was planned on other areas of that vast property. That is what was and still shown on the large board at the entry to the development and in current advertising pieces. Previous and current advertising shows a northern road providing access to the rental areas of the development. When my husband and I purchased our home in 2012, nightly rentals in residential areas promoted by businesses such as Airbnb were not common. Currently, most cities and counties have restrictions on running a lodging business in a residential area. So having nightly rentals or vacationers 20 feet below our deck was not on our radar, nor should it be now. This is our permanent residence, as it is for all but two of the current property owners. As recent as April 5th, 2019, right before our last hearing, two new homes in our areas were advertised on MLS as nightly rental is restricted here. So you'll find this location to be ideal for a quiet vacation retreat or full-time residence on Table Rock Lake. And the next two pages is a copy of that ad that was online April 5th of this year. That ad was then taken down after our April 8th, 2019 meeting. And the reason we included that ad is because that's the understanding that we all purchased our property with. For us, it was 2012. So back to the letter. The residents of Splendor View believe that a reasonable compromise to Meyer Land Development's request for nightly rentals is as follows. Number one, zone the land west of the power lines for nightly rentals and or timeshares. Zone the land east of the power lines for single multifamily residential dwellings with the same currently existing covenants and restrictions as the dwellings on Splendor View. Make no changes to those covenants and restrictions to include nightly rentals and or timeshares. And that pertains to parcels 5 and 6. You do have copies of pages 1 through 7 of the covenants and restrictions in your packet. And I believe another neighbor is going to speak to the specifics of those. Number three. Leave our current gate location intact to preserve the serenity and security of the gated residential community by restricting traffic to parcels 5 and 6. Do not construct roads from nightly rental and or timeshare locations into our gated community. And I know some of this may seem